Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Okay, if we're giving random shout-outs to Chicago radio shows, Parkins and Spiegel, obviously the best.
Afternoons on the Score.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Parkins and Spiegel, on the Score. And we are thrilled to be joined by our next guest. Usually says yes when we ask him to come on and put up with our shenanigans, which is amazing given his credentials. 85 Bear legend. The Tribune ranked him as the 39th greatest bear of all time. A Yale graduate, Gary Fensick, back with us on the Score. Gary, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
Sure, no problem. Doing well.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving? You enjoy that Bears Lions game?
Ate a lot like everybody else, and I guess. Good news is the Bears won that game. It wasn't the most exciting game. I'm sure that the networks must go, God, do we have to have the Detroit Lions every year?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that tradition to end.
Yeah, that tradition probably does need to end. What are your memories of playing on Thanksgiving, Gary?
Just how quickly you get home. And, you know, my parents were out in Barrington. They go, God, it's so hard to believe. I mean, just a couple of hours ago, we were watching you at the Silver Dome. And now you're here. But, the overtime game where we took the opening or the kickoff in overtime, and that was the end of the game. That was probably one of the better ones. But probably some bad games, too. You know, they seem to have some young rookie quarterbacks that always did well against us. So...
Yeah, that Dave Williams game-winning kickoff return is some legendary stuff.
Gary, I'll tell you, the other thing is I remember that game, though, that afterwards Hampton was in the end zone and he hadn't buckled his chin strap. And so I think he broke his nose in the celebration in the end zone when Davey did it. So I was like, wow, collateral damage.
Sounds about right. Sounds like Hamp. It's been weird, Gary. Like, we're covering it every day, every, you know, mutation of the story, following it all on social media. What's it been like for you, say, the last 2 weeks to follow all of the noise and drama around the Bears?
Clearly there's they don't have people who should be speaking to the press and clarifying and giving a vision of what they're going to do. And, you know, I think this story of last week was kind of weird, right? I mean, I didn't know who that reporter was, but got a lot of credibility. And then, you know, instead of having Pace or George Halas immediately just step forward and say, this is not the correct information, you know, people kind of came to their own decisions and own judgments. And, you know, it's unfortunate and it's a short week and it's distracting.
Felt like they left Matt Nagy out to dry a little bit there.
Yeah, a little bit. And I'm sure they weren't trying to do it, but I think in today's world, and you have all this social media and everything, whether you like it or not, you know, the head coach is, you know, the brand of your team. And so I think, you know, Matt Nagy is a pretty straight up guy and probably talks a little bit too much at times, but you have, you know, the owner of the team and in George, and I think more importantly, the GM of the team who become invisible. And I think that's very challenging in today's world.
Yeah, it is a tough ask for Matt Nagy, just because I don't feel like he's got, you know, a deep well of different ways that he can, you know, describe things. He's just, you know, it takes a lot. And when you have to talk as much as you do as an NFL head coach, I completely agree that people need to hear more from Ryan Pace. Why do you think that is? Why do you think Ryan, it makes himself available so little?
I have no idea. And I don't think it's a positive, but I think that right now, if you're the Bears organization, and clearly, hey, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm an ex-Bear. I want the Bears to go to the Super Bowl. And, you know, people, when we first got out the first 10 years, people say, well, you probably don't want another team to win the Super Bowl, do you? I go, hey, we've already been there. And I, you know, if they had won when Urlacher and those guys in 06, I went down to that Super Bowl game. Would have been great for them to, you know, replace the 85 team. And, yeah, but now it's like 30, you're getting to be 30, 35 years later. You're like, hey, I'd really like to see a good team. How about just winning a playoff game? That would be a real goal. So,
wow. Yeah.
Hey, let's see what's going to happen. But I think we're kind of on this, okay, we know what's going to happen here. I mean, the team is not going to go to the playoffs. They have a pretty tough schedule here, even the next month, you know, starting with Arizona. Then you got to go to Green Bay. You got to play the Vikings twice. You know, I guess Seattle's not the team that I thought they might be, but, you know, this is not going to be a 500 year. And the Bears now, again, aren't going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to probably make changes. And so I think what you hope they do is really take a step back and say, you know, maybe what we've been doing for the last 10 years plus under George McCaskey, maybe in order to be consistent as a winner and get to and win the Super Bowl, which was the first thing that Mike Ditka ever told us when we met him the first time as the head coach of the Chicago Bears, not just to get to the Super Bowl, but to win it. And you know what? Of the guys that listened to that first speech, and then we finally, 4 or 5 years, got to the Super Bowl, there was a two-thirds of the team that heard the speech were not in that locker room down in New Orleans. So I think that, you know, you got to look and say, are we structured the right way? Are we doing, you know, what are we doing? And maybe have someone from the outside looking in say, maybe you have to do something different structurally and the way, you know, the Bears have been organized in order to meet today's challenges in the NFL.
Gary Fensick is our guest. Do you want the job?
That's not my job. No, that's not going to be me. It's going to be somebody else, but it needs to be someone that, you know, I think not only can communicate that internally and create the right structure, but also communicate with the fans. You know, you're selling a brand. And so I think you need to take a look. I mean, there are a number of teams that have different structures than the Chicago Bears. You know, just to put this in historical perspective, think about it. George Halas was the head coach, owner, general manager for decades, and he was the first person to bring in an outsider as general manager when I was playing, and that was with Jim Finks.
Well, and Jim Finks is the last guy to exist overseeing things above a GM level. They haven't had anybody since 1983, Gary. So the role you're talking about, to be clear, you're talking about a president of football operations to be parallel with Ted Phillips as president of business operations, something like that?
I would think that you need to have someone. I'm not really sure, but I do think that, you know, Ted, and I believe Ted and I believe George, that they delegate that football responsibility to the general manager. I'm just not sure. But you're still picking the general manager. So you can't say that your fingerprints aren't on that decision. But I think they need to look and just say, hey, there's a lot of things going on. The Bears are worth a lot more money. There's a lot more operational. You know, what if they do the project in Arlington? That's going to take a lot of time and effort. It's just, okay, there are a lot of things going on, and the game of football in the NFL has changed significantly than when you just had a GM and he hired the head coach and all of that. If I look at the 85 picture, and I did it a few months ago, and I looked, I think we had like 8 or 9 coaches. I think there are over 20 coaches on the Chicago Bears staff right now. There's a safety coach and there's a cornerback coach. We had one secondary coach. Buddy was the defensive coordinator and basically the linebacker coach. And then we had Dale Hopp as the defensive line coach. We had three coaches. So things have changed. And I think it's just a great opportunity, really, for the McCaskey family to take a look and say, hey, you know, we have the resources. We want to win. I don't doubt that at all. How do we maybe restructure things to become a more consistent, predictable winner? Because we haven't won much in the last – well, we've had two winning records in the last 11 years. How do we get to be a different team than we have been for the last 10 years?
Gary, I know you maybe thought I was joking when I asked you if you wanted the job, but – I'm not talking about president of football operations, going to the scouting combine, grinding tape on the guard in the fifth round. But we mentioned the Lions earlier in the show. There are many teams that have someone in this role, but I'll just use them as an example. Chris Spielman was hired for a front office role. His title, special assistant to president, CEO, and chairperson. His description on the Lions website: played an integral role in the hiring of the executive vice president and general manager Brad Holmes and the head coach Dan Campbell, and reports directly to the president and CEO Rod Wood. That seems to me, because the McCaskeys, they're not necessarily, I know they've owned it for a long time, but they're by their own admission not football people. Ted, not a football person, but having someone who is a football person who can help them grade they're football people, you know, grade Matt, grade Ryan, et cetera, et cetera. Is that a role that, A, you find valuable, and B, that you might be interested in?
Well, I'm not sure the word grade is right. You know, I mean, I think you're really trying to make sure that you have, you know, people in positions that they're really qualified to do and that you're, you know, setting the goals. I mean, I look and – you know, I know Mark Murphy from the Packers, that they're organized in a different way. I mean, I was shocked when they fired a couple of years ago McCarthy, and I was like, you know, you read in the paper, I was like, well, no, that decision wasn't made by the GM, it was made by the president, which Mark Murphy is. So I think that the Bears have a lot of alumni who would be more than happy to give them really valuable feedback. But I think at the end of the day, it really is, you know, Ted's responsibility and George's. There's no question. I mean, I know that what bothered me last week was that I don't think anyone really believes that George McCaskey would call the head coach and say, I want you to play Fields. That's just anyone who knows the McCaskey family, that's just not the way they operate. And so and they're not going to do it in a panic mode either. So I think that they could certainly listen, do a listening tour and listen to a lot of ex-players who would really like to help them out. But at the end of the day, I think it really is kind of putting in that structure. And, so I'm not lobbying for anything. But I do think that this is a great opportunity for them right now to start prepping, saying, look, we're probably going to have to make some tough decisions here in the next month. And let's really take a hard look at ourselves and be transparent and open and honest about it. That if we look out for the next 5 or 10 years at the challenges that we as an organization are going to make, and I'm going to include the fact that they may build a new stadium, which is going to take a tremendous amount of effort for them, what do we have to do? What can we do by looking at other organizations and seeing whether or not a different structure might work and lead to different records than we've had for the last decade?
Gary, how would you feel if some of that restructuring involved Ryan Pace staying as their football people and moving upstairs and being a football boss of sorts, hiring a GM perhaps from within? We've heard some names on that, or hiring a different GM. Maybe you also bring in a former player in the Chris Spielman-esque role that Danny was talking about, but Ryan Pace sticking around, is there value in having the continuity of a move like that?
I don't know Ryan Pace, so I think it I don't really have a strong opinion on that. I think you really kind of focus on, if you're the owner of a team, if you're the president of a company right now, I don't care if you're small or large, don't you have the key people report up to you? Because they're the key people. And I'm not sure that the old way in the NFL where the head coach reports up to a GM who then reports up to the owner or president of an organization, I'm not sure that that works. And I know that there are a number of other NFL teams that have a different structure. But to me, it's just an opportunity. Hey, we know that the record isn't what anybody wants it to be. I don't think it's going to be getting any better, unfortunately. And so at the end of the season, decisions are going to be made. And whether it includes Ryan Pace, who I don't know, and it includes part or all or none of the coaching staff, I mean, those are going to be tough decisions that have to be made. And as we all know, then there's going to be a scope on, okay, who are you going to bring in new? And, you know, I read the Tribune and they're saying, oh, Chicago's viewed as a very attractive place to be. I grew up here. I hope it is. But, you know, you look, we don't have a first round pick. We don't have a fourth round pick. Probably got some salary cap issues. And, you know, is it? I don't know.
Do you believe in Justin Fields?
I would like to think it's always going to be one of the key franchises in the NFL. But, you know, I'm kind of biased because I'm an ex-Bear and I'm the season ticket holder.
and we all want that to be the case. I've said for a long time, you know, the key to the attractiveness of the job will be whether or not the league believes that Justin Fields is a future star at quarterback. What do you think of him?
We don't know yet, right? I mean, take a look at if you look at the papers 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of the adjectives that are describing Fields probably were the same ones we were using for Trubisky. And so we're all hoping, but we don't know. He's still a young guy, and he certainly shows flashes of being really exciting. But, you know, this is the toughest position in the NFL. It's trying to project who is going to make it and who isn't. In the quarterback position. And if you're right, you get lucky like the Green Bay Packers have been for the last quarter of a century. And if you're not lucky, you're the Bears.
You getting that personal seat license when it's offered to you for Arlington Heights in about 4.5 years or so, Gary?
I would say that would be a very, very high likelihood.
Do you like the idea of Arlington Heights?
No, I live in Lincoln Park. I don't want to go to Arlington Heights, but I'll tell you what, it's not easy getting to Soldier Field on game day, at least from the north side. And, I understand why, you know, for me, one really attractive thing for the Bears, and I hope for the fans as well, is that if you go to Lambeau Field or I go down to the University of Notre Dame for a football game, when you go in there, there's a real pride. Those stadiums are clean, really clean. And when you come in, the ushers are saying, welcome to Lambeau or welcome to the University of Notre Dame. And it's just a very different feeling when, you know, you're dealing with the Park District. And so you don't have that pride of, you know, this is the experience that, you know, you own in a franchise. You want everything to be right, everything. And I just don't think that, you know, right now, not being able to make all the decisions on who works on game day and everything else for the Bears, it's got to be very frustrating.
Yep, and I think they could really do some amazing things in Arlington Heights, a Bears Hall of Fame. We've kicked around the idea of a hotel, and you could stay, you know, honey, I booked us the Ditka Suite. You know, I think you'll really enjoy the Butkus Ballroom.
I don't know if I'd want to be the
Ditka
Suite.
Okay.
Where you come in there screaming and yelling?
Yeah, and each room has a mini the fridge, and a Doug Buffon buffet, things of
that
nature.
Well, the bar downstairs would certainly be a lot of fun, that's for sure.
It would. You know, you mentioned any business, right? You've had success in businesses and investment. I know people would pay for top dollar for this type of advice, but like, this is maybe too broad of a question, Gary Fensick, but like broadly, traits or attributes of successfully run businesses in Gary Fensick's experience is what?
No, it's a good question. I think that the one thing that, you know, you have to have vision and really good leadership. And so management is key. But I think it, you know, over the decades, I think people always talk about culture, but they don't really understand what that means. And I think, you know, making sure that you have a definable culture that, you know, is something that people feel. And that's what I think right now, you know, for any NFL team. I mean, if I look at the New England Patriots, I've never met Bill Belichick, but I'll tell you what, when you go to the New England Patriots, there is a standard, there is an expectation, and you're either on that bus or you're off of it. And I think that, you know, I had three head coaches when I played for the Bears, Jack Bardee, who I really liked, and he left us after the first year that we went back to the playoffs since the Bears had won in 1963. And then we had Neil Armstrong, who was a really class individual, but just really wasn't a disciplinarian enough. And then we had Mike Ditka. And Mike Ditka, you know, really said, hey, this is the way. You're either on this bus, these are the goals, they're pretty simple, but they're hard to get to achieve, or you're not. And we got rid of some people who were better players, but they weren't better team players for what, you know, the goal was. So I think that culture is really, really important, but you have to have vision and you have to have discipline, and you all have to be going in the same direction. It's easy to say, it's really hard to execute and achieve. And I think there has to be transparency in that too, that you don't start believing, you know, your own BS sometimes.
Gary, thank you for the candor and the insight and the informed opinion and for answering our calls. We really enjoy talking to you, and the audience loves it as well. So thank you very much.
Great. All right. Go Bears.
Thanks, Gary. We'll find a role that you'll take up in that front office. We'll figure it out. We're going to tweak that perfectly, get Gary Fencek involved.
I think we could find one for him.
Don't you think so? I think so.
Love talking to him. Very bright, very informed, cares a great deal, as you could tell, and, you know, believes, as many of us do and have said for a long, long time, that it starts at the top and that there needs to be a real reckoning of repeating history and just doing it the same way over and over and over and over again, right? There was a reason why last year when they brought back Pace and Nagy and it was met with such scorn that it was like, well, hold on a second. Like, it wasn't only the performances of Pace and Nagy that had people upset. It was just a frustration and a lack of flexibility or too much rigidity for, like, changing it up. Trying to emulate more successful organizations by changing your organizational flowchart. So
yeah, and he makes a great point about how different things are now in terms of the number of people. And I'd be interested to know how populated the Bears front office staff is, right? Because we found that a lot of times, you know, familial organizations that kind of get set in their ways and just have a few people and become insulated, then they can sort of miss out on what is a useful trend and having enough people. They definitely need more football input there at the top. And I think they're going to get it. I think this is the year that they do something like what we're talking about. I really do. I think it's been too long, and they have to know it's time. George has to know it's time to restructure the way that they do things.
Well, the thing that you pitched earlier in the show is just sitting worse and worse with me as I think about it longer and longer. Like, it would feel very cosmetic. So, like, I want to talk about that again in the context of what Gary Fencek just told us. Top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Wildcats host DePaul, Illinois, Purdue, Wisconsin, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Matt Nagy also gave an update on where Tevin Jenkins will play when he plays. That'll be in our Bears report with Mark Grody in an hour from now. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.